Sudan may not be the most hospitable place for musicians. Many Sudanese artists live in exile because of run-ins with their government. This month, dozens of Sudanese musicians are coming together in the U.S. for a Sudanese music and dance festival. Yolando Perdomo caught their first performance in Chicago and sent us this report.
This is Ustaz Yusuf Mosuli. This is the Quincy Jones of Sudan.
For composer and singer Yusuf El Mosuli, conducting an all-star Sudanese concert was a homecoming of sorts, a chance to reconnect with his homeland through music. Mosuli left Sudan almost 20 years ago. Back then, he was the head of the music department at an arts institute in Khartoum. He was asked by the government to have his students perform at a celebration on the first anniversary of General Omar Bashir's military coup. Mosuli said no.
I told them this is an academic institution. Those students, you go to the artist club and find artists. If they like your government, they can sing to you. For that, they closed that institute around 3 years. I told by my nephew that your name now in the blacklist, so you have to go out. And he helped me go out.
El Mosuli now lives in Monterey, California. He says he longs for the day he can return to Sudan. With tears in his eyes, he explains his bittersweet feelings.
You can't stay in a country that people hurt and go to jail for no reason. I have now 18 years out of my country. I consider myself like a fish that waiting out of the sea. But I need to go to that sea because that's where I should live. Because I have my real fans there, people who love me very much, but I miss them. I want to go, really.
Mosuli is not alone in missing Sudan. The next festival concert, in Detroit, will be a reunion for the three Abel-Abel sisters. They were once considered Sudan's version of the Supremes. Amal and Hadia live in the U.S. The third sister, Hayat, still lives in Khartoum. It's been 2 decades since they last performed together in Sudan. Hadia Talsam says they, too, ran afoul of the government.
Based on the ideology of this regime, they wouldn't let us release our songs on TV because we were not covering our heads and no long sleeves. So we lost a whole generation. They don't know how do we look like, but they know the voices.
For their reunion in Detroit, the Abel-Abel sisters are preparing a new song to be performed by all of the Sudanese musicians on stage. The festival is meant to present a message of peace and unity for Sudan. Hadia Talsam says she's looking forward to a day when conflicts like the one in Darfur no longer define her country.
It's not only Darfur. It's just, you know, as you see, in the past it was the war for a long time. It was going on and on between South and Sudan. But now there is peace between South and North. But it's going to take a while so that hopefully they're going to sit down on a table and make peace back again. But Sudan, remember, it's not only Darfur. It's north, south, east, middle. Hopefully, it's going to be one Sudan.
It will be one Sudan on stage this weekend in Detroit as artists from both inside and outside the country come together again for the Sudanese Music and Dance Festival. For The World, I'm Yolanda Perdomo in Chicago. Oh,
And we have a link to the festival along with photos at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. We'll be back tomorrow.